Devaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
We are reading this morning from the first canto, chapter 10, text number 24. Vayam Sakim Anudita Satyata Vedeshu Bhuyeshu Sya Duyavaribhi Ya Eka Isho Jagadatma Vilaya Vijati Avati Ati Na Tatra Sajate Savayam Satyanavita Satyato
Samayam Satyanavita Satyato
Vede Shuguye Shuchagu Javadibi
Vede Shuguye Shuchagu Javadibi
Yae Kaisho Jagadatma Lilaya
Yae Kaisho Jagadatma Lilaya
Vejat Yavat Yat Tinaya tatra satyate Savayam sakyanugita satkato Vedeshu guyeshu chagu yavaribhi
Vedeshu guyeshu chagu yavaribhi
Yae Kaisho Jagadatma Lilaya
Yae Kaisho Jagadatma Lilaya
Sriyat Yavat Yakti Natatra Satyate
Sriyat Yavat Yakti Natatra Satyate
Savahayam Jaganugita Satkato
Savahayam
Takođe,
ayam,
ovo,
saki,
oprijateljice moja, anudita, opisano,
satkataha,
izvanredne zabave,
vedesu,
u veku književnosti,
guješu,
poverljivoj,
ča,
kao i, Ujava
adibi
poverljivim baktama
Jaha
onaj ko
Ekaha
jedini
Išaha
vrhovni upravitelj Jagat
čitavog stvorenog sveta
Atma
naddušo
Lilaya
manifestacijom
zabava
Srijati
stvara
Avati Ati
također održava i uništava
Na
nikada
Tatra
tamo
Sajate
vezuje se za to
O draga prijateljice
ovde ta ista božanska ličnost čije privlačne i poverljive zabave opisuju njegovi veliki bakte u tajnim delovima veće književnosti. Jedini je koji stvara, održava i uništava ovaj materijalni svet, pa ipak ostaje odvojen od svega. Kao što je rečeno Bhagavad Giti, celokupna veća književnost slavi veličinu gospodina Šri Krišne, što je potvrđeno i ovde u Bhagavatamu.
Vede su proširene u mnoge grane i podgrane od strane mnogih bakta i opunomoćenih inkarnacija gospodina, kao što su Vjasa, Narada, Šukadeva Goswami, Kumare, Kapila, Pralada, Džanaka, Bali i Yamaraj, ali posebno u Šrimad Bhagavatamu je poverljivi bakta Šukadeva Goswami opisao tajanstveni deo njegovih delatnosti. U Vedanta Sutri ili Upanišadama postoji samo nagoveštaj poverljivih delova njegovih zabava. U takvoj vedskoj književnosti, kao što su Upanišade, gospodin se jasno razlikuje od svetovnog shvatanja njegovog postojanja. Pošto je njegov identitet potpuno duhovan, njegov oblik, ime, osobine i sve što ga okružuje i tako dalje se detaljno razlikuje od materije i zato manje inteligentne osobe ponekad pogrešno shvataju da je bezličan. Ali on je zapravo vrhunska ličnost, Bhagavan, a delimično je predstavljen kao Paramatma ili bezlični Brahman.
Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimada Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhaskatyale Satane
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Aita Gara Shri Vasati Gora Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
So dear devotees, today in our little seminar we will discuss about Krishna's potency in protecting his devotees.
Dragi bhakte, danas na našem seminaru ćemo razgovarati o Krišnoj moći da zaštiti svoje bhakte.
It is very interesting that there is a song in sung by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where a devotee expresses his faith in the protection of the Lord in the following way.
Posledna pesma koju ispevao Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, u kojoj Bhakta izražava način zaštite svešnjeg gospodina.
He says, if you wish to slay... If you wish to slay someone, then who could possibly protect them?
On kaže, ako ti želiš da ubiješ nekoga, koga onda uopšte može spasiti?
The three birds are subservient to your will.
Tri sveta su sluge, potčinjene tvojoj volji.
The demigods headed by Lord Brahma are your countless servants who stand ready to execute your command.
Polubogovi, predvođeni gospodinom Brahmom, su tvoje bezbrojne sluge koje su spremne da se potčinje tvojoj komandi.
By your will, the planets incessantly exercise their auspicious or inauspicious influences.
Tvojom voljom, planete sve izražavaju povoljne i nepovoljne uticaje.
Illness, grief, death and fear occur by your will.
Bolest, tuga, smrt i strah. Su pozvane po tvojoj volji.
Your command is all powerful.
Tvoje naređenje je svemoguće.
In fear of you the wind blows.
U strahu od tebe vetar duva.
The sun and moon rise and set.
Sunce i mesec se dižu i ispuštaju.
All performing their regulated tasks.
I svi rade svoje regulisane obaveze.
You are the Supreme Lord.
Ti si svešnji gospodin.
The ultimate spirit.
Najuzvišeniji duh.
Transcendentally situated beyond even the beyond.
Transcendentalno situiran iznad beyond even the beyond.
Yes.
Iznad...
Iznad. Yes. Your residence is in the heart of your loving devotee.
Tvoje sedište je u srcima tvojih voljenih bhakta.
This is a wonderful poetry of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who says that really everything moves under the control of the Lord.
I to je predivna poezija Šrila Bhaktivinoda Thakura, koji kaže da se sve kreće po volji gospodina.
If you know that, then you can have faith that Krishna will also protect you.
I ako to znate, onda možete imati veru da će vas Krishna također zaštititi.
See, of all the problems which we face in the material existence, the fear problem is most probably the most intense one.
Jer od svih problema sa kojima se suočavamo u ovom materijalnom postojanju, problem straha je najveći.
Yesterday I was walking freely in the landscape, then Sudarshani came and said, "Oh, here are chetniks."
Juče ja sam slobodno se šetao i onda je došao Sudarshan i rekao je, "O, evo su četnici."
And I remembered that Krishna is the supreme protector.
I onda sam se osetio da je Krishna vrhovni zaštitnik.
The ordinary conditioned soul always is full of fear.
Obična ustanjena duša je uvek puna straha.
He goes to the ultimate fear is a fear of death.
I taj najveći krajnji strah je strah od smrti.
That's at the base of all other types of fear.
I to je u osnovi svih drugih vrstova straha.
I don't know if I said already, but just recently there was a public poll made in America, what would be the thing people are most afraid of?
U Americi su nedavno napravili jednu anketu i pitanje je bilo čega su ljudi najviše plaše.
And the answer was not death.
I odgovor nije bila smrt.
The people said unemployment.
Ljudi su rekli nezaposlenosti.
So let us call Mr. American into the room.
Hajde sad pozovemo tog gospodina Amerikanca u ovdje sobu.
Why are you afraid of unemployment?
Zašto se plašiš nezaposlenosti?
Then I don't earn any money.
Onda ne zarađujem uopšte novac.
What's wrong with not earning any novac?
A šta je, šta to nije u redu ako ne zarađuješ novac?
Oh, then I can't eat.
O, ali onda ne mogu da jedem.
What's wrong with not eating anything?
Ali šta nije u redu ako nemaš što da jedeš?
Oh, then I die.
O, onda ću umreti.
Hey. At the base, the end, at the foundation of his fears, there's the fear of death.
I vidimo da u osnovi njegovog straha nalazi se strah od smrti.
Or someone says, I'm afraid to walk in the darkness through the šumi.
Ili neko kaže, plašim se da hodam u šumi po tamu.
But what is wrong with walking in the darkness through the šumi?
Da, onda pitamo, ali šta nije u redu kad se šetaš po šumi u tamu?
Oh, there could be someone behind the tree.
Ovo moglo bi da bude neko iza drveta.
But what's wrong with someone behind the tree?
Ali šta to ima veze, šta to nije u redu sa, ako se neko nalazi iza drveta?
Oh, he could jump from behind the tree.
On bi mogao da skoči tu iza drveta.
Then he could have a knife.
Onda bi mogao da ima nož.
And kill me.
I da me ubije.
So, you can see, death is really the supreme personality of fear.
I onda možemo vidjeti da je zapravo smrt vrhovna osoba straha.
Every one of us has this fear deep in his genetic codex.
I svako od nas ima ovaj strah duboko usađen u naš genetski kodeks.
And therefore we always work in such a way as to overcome it.
I stoga mi uvek delujemo na takav način da to prevaziđemo.
In the Bhagavatam it says that no living entity in the material world is free from the four principles of birth, old age, disease and death.
U Bhagavatamu je rečeno da nijedno živo biće nije oslobođeno od te četiri stvari rođenja, starosti, bolesti i smrti.
Not even by fleeing to the different planets.
Čak ni onda ako pobegne na neke različite planete.
See in Bengal there is a saying regarding a man who was so afraid of death that he smeared his body with stool, thinking that, oh, now I smell so bad, death will not come.
U Bengalu postoji jedna priča o čovjeku koji se toliko plašio smrti da je premazao svoje telo balegom, mislići da sa smrdi tako loše, tako da smrt neće doći po njega.
But death also comes to a stinking person, also to a cigonski, isn't it?
Ali smrt dolazi također i osobi koja smrdi, također i dolazi ciganinu.
So so a devotee must have this faith that Krishna will protect him or her.
Stoga bhakta mora imati tu veru da će Krishna zaštititi nju ili njega.
Even from death.
Čak i od smrti.
Krishna does not leave you at the time of death.
Krishna vas ne napušta u vreme smrti.
Even if you are so bewildered by death that you cannot remember Krishna, it is said that Krishna in his kindness will force himself in your memory.
Čak i ako se nalazite u takvom stanju da se ne možete setiti Krišna u trenutku smrti, onda Krišna će se nekako utisnuti u vaše sećanje.
Now you might say, well, but I am so unqualified.
Ali sad vi možete reći, ali ja sam tako nekvalifikovan.
Why should Krishna protect me?
Zašto bi Krišna zaštitio mene?
For this question, Yamunacharya has written a wonderful verse.
I na ovo pitanje Yamunacharya je napisao predivan stih.
He says, O Lord of the Raghu dynasty, you were merciful to a crow.
On kaže, o gospodaru Raghu dinastije, ti si bio milostiv prema vrani.
Who had attacked Sita Devi.
Koja je napala Sita Devi.
You were merciful just when the crow, you know, was lowering its head before you.
Bio si milostiv prema toj vrani kada je ona spuštala glavu prema tebi.
And you were merciful and gave liberation to Shishupal, who had offended you birth after birth.
I bio si milostiv i dao si oslobođenje Shishupalu koji te vređao život za životom.
Please tell me, is there any offense which you cannot forgive?
Molim te reci mi, da li postoji bilo kakva uvreda koju ne možeš da oprostiš?
So in other words, even the disqualified are accepted by Krishna.
Drugim rečima, čak i nekvalifikovani, čak i Krishna prihvata čak i nekvalifikovani.
Yes. Now a devotee sometimes in his life experiences some type of hopelessness.
Ponekad u svom životu bhakta osjeća određenu vrstu beznađa.
He thinks, oh, I'm in a situation which I will not be able to escape.
I on misli, oh, sad se nalazim u situaciji iz koje ne mogu da pobegnem.
He says, I am drowning in a region of a dangerous sea of frustration.
I on misli, sad da se davim u toj oblasti opasnog okeana frustracije.
Yes. Oceana frustracije, one. And a flood of hallucinations is flooding me away.
I poplava halucinacija me odnosi.
Oh, a friend of those who do not have any shelter.
O prijatelju onih koji nemaju nikakvo utočište.
O moon of all blessings.
O meseče svih blagoslova.
Yeah. Please lend me your helping hand.
Molim te, daj mi tvoju ruku pomoći.
Yeah. So this is how a devotee, even if he feels, oh, I am so finished, takes shelter in Krishna.
I na taj način bhakta koji pomisli o potpuno sam gotov, na taj način on uzima utočište Krishna.
And the shelter of the Lord is guaranteed.
A Krishna garantuje to svoje utočište.
Draupadi is a very good example of this.
I veoma dobar za primjer za ove Draupadi.
She was really in a position where she had no hope any longer.
Ona se nalazila zaista u poziciji kada uopšte nije imala bilo kakvu šansu, nadu.
If you read her story in the Mahabharata, you really think what a hopeless situation.
Iako čitate njenu priču u Mahabharati, onda zaista pomislite kakva situacija, potpuno bez nade.
She was at that time, she was lost in a game of dice.
U to vrijeme nju su izgubili u kocki.
Yeah, the kocki, the game of the kocki, huh? It really sounds bad, you know, kocki. She was lost, and when she heard it, she was in some distant region of the palace, because she was in her days. Do you know what this is?
Days.
Menstruation days.
I ona kada je čula, kada je čula, ona se nalazila u dalekom odjeljku palate, jer je imala menstrual period.
And that's when the when the mind of the woman is especially very sensitive.
I to je vrijeme kada je ženski um specijalno osjetljiv.
So she was brought by force from this faraway room, palace room, into the audience of the most powerful warriors of the world.
I onda se u takvom stanju doveli iz tih udaljenih odaja palate u prostoriju gdje su bili ti najmoćniji ratnici.
And they were then bringing her, and then they wanted to take all the clothes away from her.
Da se tako silom doveli i oni su želeli da je svuku gol.
So Draupadi was not like some Serbian folk singer Dragica, or you know, who she was born from a pure flame.
Draupadi nije bila poput neke srpske pevačice narodne muzike. Ona je bila rođena iz čistog plamena.
Yeah. She's extremely pure and chaste.
Ona je bila izuzetno čista i čestita.
And to strip her naked would have been the she would not psychologically she would not have survived it.
To ono što ne bi psihološki preživjela da je neko svuče gol.
It would be too much. She would have died.
To je bilo suviše za nju, ona bi umrla.
So in this moment, we all know, she put both of her hands in utter surrender in the air and said, Krishna, please protect me.
I znamo da je u tom trenutku ona podigla obe ruke u vazduh i rekla, Krishna, molim te, zaštiti me.
And she prayed. She said, like the sun which rises in the morning from the darkness.
I onda se ona molila, čivala molitve, kao sunce koje se ujutru rađa iz tame.
Like a boat for a helpless drowning man.
Kao čamac za čovjeka koji se davi.
Like a rain cloud with its sweet water for the thirsty person.
Kao na kišni oblak sa slatkom vodom za žednu osobu.
Like a doctor for the person who is deadly ill.
Kao doktor za osobu koja je na samrti.
Like all these things, my Lord Sri Krishna will come now.
od svih ovih stvari, moj gospodar Krishna, Shri Krishna će se sada pojaviti.
In that time, we all know, Krishna came and promised and a lot of, you know, unlimited amount of sari was flowing.
I onda znamo da se u tom trenutku Krishna pojavio i svoje ruke je dao beskonačni sari,
which covered her totally,
koji je potpuno prekrio.
They just filled the whole palace with sari material.
Oni su samo vukli, vukli i
vukli, yes.
vukli. Palatu su ispunili njenim sarijom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, so sometimes a devotee might say, "Yes, this is Draupadi."
Onda ponekad može bhakta reći, "Da, ali to je Draupadi."
But we are in Kali Yuga.
Ali mi smo sad u Kali Yugi.
And I am a perfect product of the age of quarrel.
Ja sam savršeni produkt ovog doba Kali, doba svađe.
But you have forgotten that there is an avatar of Krishna who is especially merciful to the unqualified.
Ali zaboravili ste da postoji Krishna avatar koji je specijalno milosti prema nekvalifikovanima.
Prabhurananda Sarasvati says, "Oh, how will the wonderful plant of pure devotee, pure devotion ever grow in the unfruitful field of my consciousness."
Prabhudananda Sarasvati kaže, kako će ikada biljka rasti u ovoj, u ovom besplodnom polju svesnosti.
But despite of my situation, there's a great hope awakening in my heart.
Ali uprkos ovoj situaciji, u mom srcu se pojavljuje velika nada.
By changing the names of Sri Chaitanya Deva, I will not have time to lament.
Jer pevanjem imena Sri Chaitanya Deve je neće imati vremena da žalim.
In other words, Lord Chaitanya has appeared like a golden lion.
U drugim rečima, gospodin Chaitanya se pojavio poput zlatnog lava.
And someone who takes shelter in this golden lion,
i neko ko uzme utočište u tom zlatnom lavu,
he will experience how all his obstacles will run away.
On će iskusiti kako sve te prepreke samo pobegnu.
Therefore, my dear devotees, please take shelter in Gornitai.
Stoga, drage moje bhakte, molim vas, uzmite utočište u Šiši Gornitai.
There is our hope.
Oni su naša nada.
Lord Krishna was, I mean, he demands a high standard.
Gospodin Krishna, on zahtjeva visok standard.
He says, "First surrender unto me."
On kaže, prvo mi se predajte.
That's not so easy.
A to nije tako lako.
He says, "Only then I will deliver you from all your previous karma."
On kaže, i samo onda ću vas osloboditi sve prošle karme.
Only the surrendered soul.
Samo predane duše.
But Lord Chaitanya says, just chant the names of Nitai.
Ali gospodin Chaitanya kaže, samo pevajte imena Nitaja.
And Nitai says, just chant the names of Goranga.
A Nitai kaže, samo pevajte imena Gorange.
In other words, you just have to take shelter under the two brothers, Gornitai.
Drugim rečima, samo treba da uzem utočište ta dva brata, Gornitai.
Then our lives will develop and blossom.
I naši životi će se razviti i procvetati.
Please believe this.
Molim vas, verujte u to.
Don't doubt.
Nemojte sumnjati.
It's unhealthy to doubt this.
Nezdravo je sumnjati to.
Good. Do you have any questions regarding all of this?
Da li imate neka pitanja u vezi s ovim?
Do you have faith in this?
Da li imate veru u ovo?
Protection of Krishna.
Krishna zaštitu.
I thought in Sombor we just experienced it.
Razmišljao sam o ovome i u Somboru, to smo baš osjetili.
See, our program was actually a little bit in danger of being, you know, unsuccessful.
Je naš program postavila opasnost da bude neuspešan.
We actually feared that other people would go away.
Zapravo, plašili smo se da će svi ljudi otići.
But the atmosphere became better.
Ali atmosfera je postala bolja.
Because of this bomb threat.
Zbog ovog što su nam pretili bombom.
Bombom, yes. The atmosphere became better.
Ali atmosfera je postala bolja.
Because of this bomb threat.
Zbog ovog što su nam pretili bombom.
Bombom, yes. There are many devotees who have experienced the protection of the Lord in dangerous situations.
Mnogi bhakti su iskusile tu gospodinovu zaštitu u opasnim situacijama.
The most important protection I always feel is, you know, from Maya.
I najvažnija zaštita koju ja lično osjećam je zaštita od Maje.
We are in a difficult situation in this material world.
Mi se nalazimo u ovom materijalnom svijetu u opasnoj situaciji.
Yes. We can fall in Maya any moment.
Možemo pasti u Maju u svakom trenutku.
See, it's not so healthy if a devotee, you know, prays to Krishna, protect me from bombs, protect me from chetniks, protect me from, I don't know what, you know, no money, you know. It's best to pray, please protect me from Maya.
Nije baš najbolje ako se bhakta moli Krišni, o Krišna zaštiti me od četnika, od bombe. Najbolje je, ili od nemanja novca, najbolje ako se molimo o Krišna zaštiti me od Maje.
Yeah. The devotee always has fear from external things. This is why.
Ako bhakta se stalno plaši nekih spoljašnjih stvari, zašto je to?
The devotee should know Krishna is always in the heart with me.
Bhakta treba da zna Krishna se uvek nalazi sa mnom u srcu.
By him everything moves.
I njegovom voljom sve se kreće.
Shouldn't be afraid. Krishna will protect.
Ne treba da se plašimo, Krishna će zaštititi.
We should only be afraid of Maya, that's allowed.
Samo treba da se plašimo Maya, to je dozvoljeno.
Good, so everything is clear?
Sve je jasno.
Now you can go to bed again.
To se možete vratiti nazad u krevet.
Sila Prabhupada ki jai. Sisi Govinda ki jai. Govinda ki jai. Sisi Venkatesh Shila Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.